The Ship Beneath the Ice, The Discovery of Shackleton's Endurance by Menson Bound. Read by Charles Armstrong with Menson Bound. An accompanying PDF will be available to download from your audiobook library.
To my wife, Jo, this one's for you. The story that unfolds between these covers is my story. I stress the word my because I know that others will remember it differently. Over our two campaigns, there are more than 150 people on the SA Agalas II. Each will have his or her own story, and all of those stories will be as valid as my own. Earlier this year, my brother Graham published his day-by-day diary of the 1982 Falklands War. He too struggled over how best to chronicle his perceptions of what happened. In the introduction, he wrote, "No single memoir will be completely accurate, as authors write from different viewpoints with different biases. Like my brother, I've had to wrestle with memory, perception, and the fact that, in 24-hour operations over a great many days, much happened that I did not directly witness." What follows is based upon my blogs, diary entries, daily reports, social media posts, announcements, emails, interviews, and notebooks. But all that notwithstanding, there is a large subjective component. The search for the Endurance was highly complex, and reconciling everything that happened into a narrative that reflects everybody's experience would be impossible. Put another way, if the writers of the Gospels could not agree on detail, then what hope have I? So again, I want to emphasize that the story here is told from my own perspective, and the views I have expressed are mine alone. I hope it is clear that this was never intended to be, nor should it be seen as, an official record, and any errors or omissions are my responsibility. It might be said that this book exists in part because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The first part was written in Port Stanley during lockdown in 2021, when I suddenly found myself housebound with nothing to do. That led on to the second part, which was written on the voyage back from Antarctica and at home in Oxford. "And what about the Endurance?" These were the words of a friend and colleague in a Kensington coffee shop exactly 10 years before I write this. That was the moment of inception. A long period of gestation followed, during which the necessary technical capability was assembled for our expedition. And then, on the 6th of April 2017, everything moved into preliminary planning and first phase mobilization. The first campaign, the Weddell Sea Expedition, took place in 2019 under the Flotilla Foundation, and the next, Endurance 22, in 2022 under the Falklands Maritime Heritage Trust, FMHT. The 2019 campaign was mainly scientific, which accorded perfectly with the aims of the Flotilla Foundation. The objectives of the 2022 campaign were mainly archaeological and historical, reflecting the trust deed of the FMHT. The two campaigns shared a common denominator that was fundamental to everything: the involvement of the marine robotics company Ocean Infinity, which provided not only the know-how, equipment, and technicians, but also much of the inspiration. Finally, special mention must be made of the teams who conducted the search. Without complaint, they faced extremely aggressive ice conditions in 2019 and profound cold, minus 40 degrees centigrade, in 2022. They were mostly British, South African, French, American, or German, with a sprinkling of other nationalities. Although the 2019 team were not there at the moment of discovery, they were with us in spirit. What we learned in the first campaign was essential for the success of the second. From beginning to end, it was a collective effort to which everybody contributed equally. So let me end by saying that on our grand quest to find the Endurance, I feel privileged to have walked with champions. Champions all. Menson Bound, Oxford, August 2022.
Introduction. On the 5th